In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to this new week. We are in the 15th week of Ordinary Time, Church Year C. Today is Monday, the 15th of July, 2019. You are listening to Catholic Meditation, always brought to you by the Communications Service of the Diocese of Kumba, Cameroon. Osla Ajebesone is the producer. Remitus Elad, the webpage director. For presentation, I am Father Blessed Ambang Njume. We thank God for bringing us to this new day. Thank you for joining us. The Church celebrates today the feast of Saint Bonaventure, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that just as we celebrate the heavenly birthday of the Bishop Saint Bonaventure, we may benefit from his great learning and constantly imitate the ardor of his charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. The first reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 8 to 14 and verse 22. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 to chapter 11, verse 1. We read from the first reading.
Then there came to power in Egypt a new king we had never heard of, Joseph. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites are now more numerous and stronger than we are. We must take precautions to stop them from increasing any further. Or if war should break out, they might join the ranks of our enemies. They might take arms against us and then escape from the country. Accordingly, they put taskmasters over the Israelites to wear them down by forced labor. In this way, they built stalled cities of Pithom and Rameses for Pharaoh. But the harder their lives were made, the more they increased and spread until people came to fear the Israelites. So the Egyptians gave them no mercy in the demands they made, making their lives miserable with hard labor, with digging clay, making bricks, doing various kinds of field work, all sorts of labor that they imposed on them without mercy. Pharaoh then gave all his people his command. Throw every newborn boy into the river, but let all the girls live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Learn to embark on continuity. Learn to embark on continuity. Dearly beloved, we have begun reading from the book of Exodus. As you would have realized, while the New Testament is made up of Jesus' miracles, parables, and teachings as presented by the evangelists, and the teachings of the apostles as seen in their letters, the Old Testament, on the other hand, is made up of very interesting stories of our patriarchs. These stories trace the origins of the world and how God chose a people for himself already in anticipation of the mysteries of salvation. Please, I would recommend that each one of us find some time quietly to read these Bible stories. We begin today with the book of Exodus. In this book, focus is on the Israelites and their presence in Egypt. Thanks to Joseph, they all left Canaan to Egypt and settled there. They mingled with the Egyptians for many years. I imagine how many of us have settled in other countries and cities away from our homes and countries of origin. We have become part and parcel of those people. We live, work, and interact with them. As it were, we are home away from home. Imagine if you were told, after living in such cities and countries for years, to pack and leave. Now, this is exactly what happened in today's reading. Today's reading begins by saying, many years after the Israelites had settled in Egypt, with Joseph dead, his brothers dead, in fact, many generations after them, perhaps their children's children's children, a new king arose in Egypt who knew nothing of Joseph. That is to say, he did not know how the Israelites came to Egypt and how a good man Joseph was who had saved Egypt from starvation and death. He knew nothing of this history. As a result, he began to torture the Israelites and enslaved them. Who were these settlers, perhaps you would have asked? Immigrants among them. So plentiful, and he thought, should there be any outbreak of war, the Israelites would defeat them. That is how the slavery of the Israelites began in Egypt. Reading and listening to this story, I ask many questions, and I want you to ask them with me. Was history not written down of how Egypt survived famine thanks to Joseph? And how, because of this good man, the Israelites came to settle in Egypt? Even if it was not written, there is what we call oral tradition, oral history, handed down from one generation to generation when elders sit and narrate stories of their past to the young. So did he not hear? Was he not told? Did he not know all this? Was it not written? And if it was written, it means he did not read it. Or did he not know all this? Or perhaps he knew, but chose voluntarily to forget. Or he decided not to know. Or was he just afraid of these settlers and decided to wipe away a rich history? Oh, how soon we forget the many good works our predecessors had done. This leads us to today's theme. Learn to embark on continuity. By continuity, we mean before you, many had held that office or position, or perhaps you are the first. So when you come, while you think of new initiatives, yet learn to continue projects your predecessors had started, especially projects they left halfway or midway before you came. We are all doing the same work, beloved, and building the same kingdom. Ask questions. Seek to learn. Know from your predecessors. Some people, as soon as they take over, they erase all good projects their predecessors had begun. They begin by firing staff who had put their all in the enterprise. Staff who knew the in and out. Then they begin employing new staff. Not because those who were fired were not competent. Simply because perhaps they want to erase everything of the past, everything of their predecessors. Just how many new pharaohs come up? Just how many of them we have who know nothing of Joseph? That explains why some staff begin to fret and shudder the moment they hear there is change of administration. The new pharaoh coming may not know anything of Joseph, how they would have put in their best and all, and they had just better start packing. These days, some people go on transfer even with their cooks, meaning the other cook left where they go would be fired. Why not tell them what you like to eat and see if they fail to deliver? Some, as they arrive, from project chairperson to compound care maintenance persons, all are fired and new ones reinstated. Begin your document procession. Process everything and send. And I tell you, the moment whoever was following those documents is transferred, you are just better begin the process all over. No continuity. Then we remain on one spot, no progress. We begin afresh things that had been kick-started. No continuity. No continuity. No continuity. God's good people, learn to embark on continuity. Ask your predecessors where they left off. Know the history. Know how things happened before you came, and you will not push away thousands of years of beautiful history and be like the Pharaoh who came up and knew nothing of Joseph and enslaved the Israelites. For the many times, we have forgotten the wonderful things that people did to us in the past. Lord, have mercy. For the grace to always remember and treasure our beautiful history, Christ we pray. May Saint Bonaventure intercede for us. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish each and every one of you a blessed and blissful week.